with it. Hang on here. Hi, thanks for holding. Is this David?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, David. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Friday, right?
Yep.
I was
enthusiastic, but it's okay.
I'm just curious,
it's going to be a lot of money. Am I going to be spending a lot of money, though? I mean, I know it says Google your business. On Google, it's free, though. It says that.
You're absolutely right. You can create your own Google My Business profile. That's free. But that in and of itself will never bring you a new client because it'll be buried amongst all the businesses over the years that have ever created a Google business page, right? So
yeah.
The value to what we do is we optimize the page to show on the very first page of the search results. So now you're in a position to get your phone ringing and capture that business. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and you know, the nice thing regarding the pricing, I know you're worried that it's going to be a lot of money, but it's actually so affordable, David, because it's just a flat rate month to month. So they're not even going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of calls that you receive. You know, the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning that this position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it is something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah, of course, because that will maximize the amount of jobs that come to you exclusively, you know. So let me just see here. Oh, you just started in March of this year. Congratulations. They say the first couple of months are the hardest, so it sounds like you're over that hump at least, right?
Kind of. Not really. I had some expenses I had to handle with my teeth and my back, so it kind of took my money.
Oh, both of those are so expensive. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
My chiropractor was around $4,000, and my teeth were highly expensive. I needed them fixed because I was missing teeth, and I needed my partials, and I needed root canals, and I needed the implant to hold the partials, and everything is just outrageous.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, an implant in itself is like getting a used car, right? It's like $4,000. Yeah, I get it. So, the neat thing is since you just opened in March of this year, you're going to qualify for our new in-business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299.
God,
the program comes – what was that?
I cannot do that. It's just really expensive right now. I can't do that because I'm already on Angie's leads. And they're
mm-hmm.
going to be charging me $70 for each lead that I go on. And then even if I don't get it, I still got to pay freaking, that'd be great. But is there any way y'all can put me on that, on Google anyway for something small and that I could be on the back page or something? I mean, just knowing I'm on there would be great.
Well, I want to make
a
suggestion to you, David, because you're in a highly competitive area for what we do, and I don't know if Tara went over these analytics with you or not as to what's trending in your area, but I want to let you know that just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me.
So what were they Googling if you already know what I do, then? What were they Googling?
So they were Googling, the fencing contractor is one, but they were doing, you know, land surveying, fence installation, fence repairs, vinyl fence installation. So all of those are called keywords. So those are going to also make sure that Mr. Page is coming up every single time. And the beauty of this is, you know, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, oh, if you sign up with this, 1,018 calls are going to come flooding in because that's not realistic. But what we do know is that 87% of consumers hire off the first page. So for you as a small business.
I know that's how I found my, That's how I found my chiropractor that I'm at. I freaking went to the first page, and he was on the first page.
Me too. Everything I hire off the first page, and you're not alone. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do the searches. They see the companies coming up are local, incredible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that. So one thing that I could try to do for you, David, because you're being very honest with me and telling me that it's coming down to dollars and cents, so I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you have going out, because I can't do anything about, you know, your Angie Leads account or the money that you're spending there, okay. Right? But I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. There's no question. And, you know, just look at the 1018. Just imagine if you just got a percentage of that. That's going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, you know?
So is there any way I could pay the $200 and you go ahead and get me on there, but you're not going to it ain't going to be a reoccurring charge. So is it next month? Is there any way that could happen?
All of our subscriptions are set up on a reoccurring charge. Are you getting a call?
It was Scam Likely.
Oh, it was Scam Likely. Okay.
If you just said Scam Likely, I would have never answered your phone call.
It just came
up a phone number. It came up a phone number, so
I don't answer those either, because I figure if it is something important, they'll leave me a message, and if not, then it's, you know, they didn't have to call on a Scam Likely number, you know. So I get it. So I'll tell you this, David, is that I had to do this once before, and I want to answer your question and let you know that all of our subscriptions are on a month-to-month basis. However, if all you're looking for is to get your Google listing verified and optimized so that you're published, you could, you know, essentially sign up and then cancel before the next payment. I don't think that you're going to want to, because, you know, a program like this easily funds itself in the influx of new business. And we deal with a ton of the Angie Leads clients. And what they do sometimes is they put their leads on pause for just a couple of weeks just so they can allocate some money to try this program. And then what they find is that the revenue that they're getting by being on the first page of Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything off they could get off Angie Leads, and eventually they're not even buying leads anymore. They save a ton of money, because think about it, why would you when people are calling you directly, you know? So,
sounds good.
Yeah, so what if
I'll go ahead and do it.
Yeah, you're going to absolutely love it. So let me
can you put more than, like, I don't know, maybe, what all kinds of stuff can you put on there besides fencing? Is each thing cost, or can you put more than one thing on there?
No, but I want to let you know, David, sometimes people say, oh, can I have 100 keywords? And the answer is yes, you can have as many keywords as you want. But sometimes if you put too many on there, it might conflict and it would hurt your ranking. So let me give you an example.
Okay, so I guess you just leave it in fencing and stalling then, huh?
Well, what other kind of, where's your bread and butter? Is it in the fencing, or do you do some, like, other home improvement, like painting or drywall?
Hang on a minute. Scam Likely again.
Uh-oh.
Scam Likely just follow me again. All right.
Yeah.
I do quite a bit of stuff, but I told, well, let's see, what is her name? Oh, I know your name is Tara, but I was thinking of the other lady's name. Her name was Jen that I was talking to that was on Andy's. But, I told her just to install, just do fencing, because each lead was costing more and more, or it cost quite a bit of money, and then they said something about the first 10 that they'd give my money back. And I just think it shouldn't take 10 leads for me to get a job, though, if I'm freaking, I don't know. I would like to have more opportunity for more options, though. That would be great. And I would go ahead, and I guess I need to go ahead and take a chance and freaking see how it works. I need to get my name out there. I don't know how I'm going to do it by freaking, but I pass out flyers, and that's just seemed like it's just not really working.
Well, I want to let you know that with people that pass out flyers, it's a good thought, you know, but I get flyers on my door every day. I get a bunch of mailers coming in the mail.
Yeah, and then you throw it in the trash. I know.
Well, it's not, sometimes I get a smoking offer that I think like, wow, this is a great offer. But the problem is if I don't need the service at that moment, that idea gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? So the reason that this works so successfully is Google has found a strategic way to put your business in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Google calls that a micro moment, you know, and that's why it works so great. And because we deal with so many Angie Leads clients, I want to let you know, I don't talk to a whole lot of people that get paid jobs off of that service. So don't feel bad if you took on 10 of them that they let you try and nothing converted. That happens all the time with that service because think about it. They're selling those leads to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. So for the, you know, rare occurrences where I talked to a business owner that did get a job off of Angie's, do you know how they told me they got it?
Oh.
They said they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people
that
were calling were a bunch of price shoppers looking for the cheapest rate.
You're exactly right. That's what I talked to them. They said they only send at least three contractors to their freaking net home.
Oh, that's not true. Yeah, absolutely not true. Plus, you know, why do you want to talk to a bunch of price shoppers that are just trying to nickel and dime you? You know, the beauty of this is when someone Googles for your service, chances are it's a high-end client, a luxury clientele, someone that's willing to spend a top dollar for quality service as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping. Look at you. You spent $4,000 at your chiropractor, right? So imagine if you spent a couple, you know, $200-$300 a month doing his marketing to be there and you spent $4,000, just you as a client has more than paid for the service for over a year, right? But yet he's getting a lot more than just you. And that's the beauty of this. So I'm going to send you a confirmation email, David. What's the best email address to use?
JakeCowboys12@gmail.com.
Did you say JakeCowboys12@gmail.com?
JakeCowboys12, the number 12, and @gmail.com.
Okay. But after Jake, it is Cowboys, like Cowboys and Indians, right?
Yeah,
Jake Cowboys. Okay.
It.
I wasn't sure. Okay, got it. And then what's your last name?
Paige.
Oh, just like the business. That's awesome. I love that.
That's my last name, Paige.
I saw. Yeah, I'm like, that's cool. Just like the business. David Paige and then Mr. Paige. That's awesome. Now, is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes, even though I'd love to have a different phone because I'm tired of Stan Wackley.
Oh, you know what? We have a little add-on. We usually sell it to our existing clients as an upsell where we can put a tracking number on there. I can get that on there for you at no additional cost. So how it will work is we'll purchase a brand new 817 area code number, and when people call it, it will forward over to your number, and it will eliminate a lot of those spam calls because it's we'll put a press 1-2 greeting on there. So for instance, thank you for calling Mr. Page. If you're a new client, press 1. If you're an existing client, press 2. Both of those instances will come to you and they'll then forward to your phone. But if they're a spam call, sometimes those are computer generated and they can't press 1 or 2, right? So when you're connected, you're actually going to have a person on the other line. So let me just put in here that you're going to get the tracking number for free. Call tracking include.
So the call tracking is that's they're going to call y'all's number and then the number is going to link over to me?
No, they're going to call a new 817 area code number that we purchase, and then when they call it, it will forward to you. And the benefit of it, in addition to eliminating a lot of spam calls, is
it's okay. We can go ahead and just forward it over to my number. It's all right.
I'll eliminate that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Some people, it's just a preference, would rather have their own numbers displayed, and that's fine too. So we'll just display your number. And this is the number you said that you'd like, the one that ends in 6682, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, absolutely. Now, for the listing on Google, do you want it to show as Mr. Page, or should I put in Inc. or LLC or anything like that, or Mr. Page Fencing Contractor? I mean, how do you want it actually to read?
I guess Mr. Page Fencing Contractor, I guess, for sure. Yeah, just wooden fences. Put wooden fences, though. Be clear that it's wooden fences. I don't do metal fences.
Okay.
The wooden ones, that would be great.
Do you want me to put Mr. Page wooden fences?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think that's smart. That's very smart. And then for the address of the 4524 William Spring Road, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
I can receive mail here, but I cannot freaking say that this is my place of business because I live here. So can you leave it blank? Because I don't have a place of business. So
yeah, no,
if I
don't
ever
worry.
Get to where I'm making money, then I will have a place of business. I would think. I guess, but I don't know. I still haven't done my taxes yet. I don't even know how everything. Is there any way I can get receipts sent to me in the mail or something like that?
100%. Yep. And because it's so close to the end of the year, come January, you can, write this all off as a business expense. So you're going to get invoices for every transaction, which is great. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
You can use my debit card.
Okay.
So
is it
$200, right? $200 a month? I don't know what I'm going to do if I freaking. All right, $200 a month.
So with
I wish
the,
you could make it $100 a month, maybe. $100 a month would sound better.
I can't make it $100 a month, but I can absolutely do the Google optimization for $199 month to month. That's on a friends and family package, but I can get that approved for you. But there isn't a package.
So there's no tax or nothing? There's no tax.
$199 flat month to month with no contracts. And the beauty of this is that our goal is never for someone to spend $199 and then break even only, because even though that's nice, that's not a smart business decision. So our goal is to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, David, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where that high revenue is generated. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're going to absolutely love it. So the only thing I wanted to ask is, does it say David Page on the card, or does it have the business name? How does it actually
read? I have Mr. Page.
Mr. Page, okay.
Yes.
And then
on my flyers, it says Mr. Page.
Okay. And then any middle name or initial, or it just says Mr. Page on the card?
Just Mr. Page.
Okay, perfect. And then is the William Spring Road also the billing address?
You can bill that to the billing address, yes.
Okay. So when we're going to have Google send a 5-digit PIN code to that address, it will be there within 5 to 10 days, and it's a very important part of the process. Once you get it, make sure to get it back to us so that we can send it over to Google to publish the listing. Once it publishes, since you're a home-based business, the address will be hidden. Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses, so you'll show up as Mr. Page Wooden Fences in Lake Worth, Texas, but the actual street address will be blocked out, okay?
So am I paying with my debit card, or am I sending you all a check?
We only do debit or credit, whatever works best. And, you could use Visa, MasterCard.
With my debit card. Am I just paying it right now, or am I freaking paying it when you send me something?
You have to pay right now in order to get the program started.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful.
So is it Visa, MasterCard? I know it's a debit.
It's Visa.
Okay, and the card number?
You have to have the back of the number. You don't have that at the back of my card, do you?
I do what?
Do you have to have that back, that, what the frick is it, the CVS number?
Yes, I need the CCV, the expiration month and year, and the card number.
Oh, crap. I don't think you needed the back of the card number.
Mm-hmm. Do you only have a picture of the front or something, or?
No, I don't have a picture of the front. It's just, you could be a scammer and I don't know who you are.
Oh, okay. So I don't want you to worry about that. Our corporation has been in business for over 18 years, and we're one of the very few companies that has been hand-selected by Google to have a premier partnership. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on-site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you're also going to have that extra support staff available for your business. So I'm going to send you a link right now to our pricing packages. It'll come to you on a text message. And go ahead.
I was wondering, is this y'all's personal number that I can call you back on, or what?
If you hit redial, you'll go to the call center and you'd have to ask for Tina, and then they would reroute it to me. But I'll send you a second text message with my direct line. I'm at extension 777. So if you call the local Splash number and you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Now, let's say that you call in one day to do an update or a revision, or you have a billing question. You can also use that toll-free number and just hit option 1, and anyone that answers the phone can help you. And we're available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time.
Okay.
Now, on the link that I sent you for the pricing packages, you absolutely need the Platinum package because you are a new business and you have a weak internet presence. Don't fall out of your chair when you see that, because on our website, that Platinum package sells for $599 monthly with a $299.
You're not giving me a $200 package anymore. You went up on the price, didn't you?
No. I'm still going to do $199 month to month. So what I'm telling you is you're still getting the Platinum package, right? But you're going to get an email from me in a moment that says terms and conditions, and it's going to show you that you're getting everything within that package, but you're only paying $199 month to month, and you'll be grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up. So understand one thing, David. The reason I have better pricing is because the position just became available and we're filling it today. And on top of it, I applied the friends and family rate for you. But let's say that, you know, there's a company that calls us out of the blue and they want placement. It's all based on availability, if we could even work with them. But if we have availability to work with them and they call us out of the blue, the prices on the website are what they actually pay. You see what I mean?
So that's if I pay today is, what's today's day? Today is freaking the second day. I don't know, wait a minute. This is Friday. This is
today's the third.
Yeah. Oh, it's the third.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's November. I'm looking at October. I took my thing off. I didn't take my calendar off. No.
Isn't that crazy? It's already November.
Yeah, it's already November.
I was setting up someone's billing yesterday and pushing it out 30 days, and I'm like, no way, it's 30 days from now, really, December 2nd? I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, it seems like the year is flying by. But go ahead. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are, David.
All right. My card number is 4347.
Okay.
6920508147. 4779, and then my expiration date is 0728.
0728, and then the little code on the back?
Do you want, or you got my name? The little code is 693.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording. And that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you. And they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, and getting you placed. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mr. Page.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
David Page.
You want to say owner or principal or partner? What's your actual title?
Owner.
Okay, thank you. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I know it's silly to ask that, but that's in the voice recording. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Local Splash? What's Local Splash? What are you talking about?
Local Splash is our corporation. We're going to do the programming for you. So if the technicians call you, okay, thank you. We just want you to make sure that you can get back to them, okay, because if they're calling you, they're calling for a reason, right? And then in hiring
can
local.
Can I leave me a text message? Can I leave me a text message or anything?
Yep. I have a form where I can put that texting is easier for you. It'll say what's easier, text, email, or phone.
Right.
I'll put texting, okay?
You can call me and text me. The emails, I hardly really check the emails, but I have here lately because I'm... I was on a dating site for a long time, and I was on several of them, and freaking, I got my freaking damn thing so freaking backed up with dating freaking apps freaking on the email. And, it's freaking over flooded with freaking so much stuff on there. It's overwhelming because I want to quit. Every time I erase it, they come back. And then, I don't scribe out of some stuff. It's almost like I should have a new email, but at least I don't know. I'm just telling you what's going on in my email.
I heard that before, David. I heard that if you get flooded with emails and you go in there and you mark unsubscribe, that the person that sent it to you will have to unsubscribe because you're requesting it, but then they go and they sell it to like 100 other companies. So because now they know, it's a real guy that has an email because they clicked on unsubscribe, you know, and it's crazy because I have that problem too in some of my inboxes. So it's crazy how that works. But let me finish this voice verification and then I can create the client interview appointment for you.
Okay.
So the next part says, in hiring Local Splash, which is our company, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And that's just to make sure that it doesn't conflict with anything we're doing for you, okay?
You mean marketing something on some other website? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Let's say that you already told us about Angie's, right? That doesn't conflict with this at all. But let's say that down the road you want to sign up for something else online, which you shouldn't have to because this is going to include all of your online marketing, right? But let's say that you do. Just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with anything that we're doing for you. Also, plus your Google listing is paid in full with this. So if anybody calls you and says, hey, you owe more money to verify your Google listing, just know that chances are that's also a scam call and it's not associated with this. But if you ever have any questions, just kind of say, hey, Tina over at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. That way, if it's not on the up and up, they're not going to talk to me, right? And you can kind of filter those calls out. But, of course, you know, just make sure that you let us know if something like that happens, okay?
All right. Can I get your name to your phone number? I mean, perhaps I can get a hold of you and have it.
Yep.
I just
texted it to you, but real quick, I want to finish the voice recording, and then I'll give you my direct line one more time, David.
Okay.
So the last part says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of $199. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation?
You can just about guarantee that I'm going to get work before by next billing, right?
Well, first page placement doesn't happen instantaneously, David. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. The two things that you can do that will expedite this is, number one, I'm going to create the appointment for the client interview. Make sure that you don't miss that appointment because that's what gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak, right? Second thing is that when that PIN code comes in the mail, make sure to get it back to us because you'd be surprised. I've had a certain level of clients where 3 weeks goes by and I haven't heard from them and I call them and I say, hey, we're waiting on that PIN code. Do you have it? Oh, yeah, I got it, but I didn't think I needed it, so I threw it away. right? So if that happens, we have to send a new one, and then things like that will naturally hold up the placement, right? But if you do those two things in a timely manner, and there's going to be an email that you'll get that's going to ask you to send over for the client interview just a couple of things to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. So you don't have to send over everything on the list, but send over whatever you can, because that will help with the Google verification process to actually get you published, okay?
So you're not asking for my social security number or anything like
no,
that?
No, 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 no. It's going to say if you have a business license or insurance, great. If not, an invoice with your business name on it. If you don't have that, a business card. You already told me you have flyers, right? It might ask you for a work truck picture or pictures of some of your tools. Anything to solidify. So what's happening behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have that address. So once you send over a couple of pictures just showing them that you're an actual valid business, they're going to trust you. You know, and it doesn't matter that you're home-based, that's fine, as long as you have something else that will kind of show that, okay?
Okay, my work truck that I work out of is a GM, a 1998 GMC Sonoma that's kind of beat it up.
Okay.
All right, that's what I work on. I have another truck, but it's a transmission being worked on right now.
What I would do is maybe just show that truck with maybe a couple of pieces of equipment or tools or something, and then the license plate. That way you can show that you're a valid business in the you know, Lake Worth area, and then they're going to trust you. They'll say, okay, they don't care if it's a beat-up truck or it's a brand-new truck. They just want to make sure that you're actually in the area. You see what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so, and you'll get that mail or two. I think there's like seven.
Do I show my license plate on it too, or what?
Yep, they want to see the license plate on it. So as long as it's a Texas license plate, you'll be good.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. That's good. That'll be quick verification then.
Yep, you're absolutely. And then remember, you know, you month to month, you can cancel at any time.
Yeah,
you would just call us 3 business days prior to next billing if you wanted to ever prevent the next month's charge. But I tell you this, David, once you see how well this works and how it's going to, you know, get your phone ringing, you're never going to cancel because you're absolutely going to love it. So lastly, I want to ask you, only because Tara put a note in here that you don't have a website. Is that correct?
No, I don't have a website.
Okay. I want to send you a link for a sample website. Now, we sell websites here anywhere from $400 to $2,500 upfront payment. But what I could do, since I got you into the friends and family pricing for the platinum package, is I could also extend the friends and family pricing for the website, and it would just be a one-time charge of $99 if you want to include the site. And I think that being that it's so close to, you know, 2024, you absolutely need the site anyway, so I think it would be well worth your while. And if you want to add it, what would happen is during the client interview, if you happen to have a logo or pictures or examples of services, anything like that, yep, you would just let them know and they would upload it right onto your site, and then that's going to add to your credibility. Okay, if you don't have, you know, content like that, that's okay too. You can let us know and we'll put up stock photos initially just to get you up and running. Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of photos in my work.
I love it. You know what, David? You're going to do very well with this because I always tell people that the more proactive they are with the account, the better that they'll do, meaning that I'm really big on conversion, right? We specialize in the exposure, you know, making sure that you're being found, but I also want to make sure that when a potential client sees you, that they already have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you, right? So with that being said, you know, the nice thing about that is if you have your actual photos and people can recognize the neighborhoods and whatnot, it's going to definitely build a lot more credibility than a stock photo, right? So I'm all for that. If you have your own content, you're going to do a lot better with this, okay? So let me just see here. I'm going to ask the head of that department if we can squeeze in your client interview for today, only because it looks like they might be double booked.
Okay.
I'm going to put, is 5 p.m. available for a client interview?
You said $99 to have my own website, but do I have that $99 a month, or is that $99
for just a one-time $99 fee, and that's because we have to purchase the domain and put the content on there. But I just sent you a sample site in your inbox, too.
Okay, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. So the website, how would you connect to it? Do you connect to it just by typing in my name, or do you type in fencing company? How does that work?
So when they call you in a little bit, David, as soon as I get this client interview nailed down, they're going to purchase the domain. So let's say MrPage.com is available, or let's say MrPageWoodenFences.com, or whatever. They're going to give you whichever domains are available. And then once you agree on one that you like, then they're going to grab it and they're going to purchase that. And then that's going to be your web address. So on the Google listing itself, when people, you know, type in, you know, fencing contractor or fence installation, for example.
Is there any way, though, that, okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Is there any way we could put more than just a fencing down the road on that website, or is it just going to say fencing?
No, you could put more on there. It's going to be your own website, so you put whatever you want on it, okay? One thing that I was trying to explain to you earlier, like fencing, it's in the home improvement realm, you know, so if you have other things that you do within that realm that are pretty, you know, within that same category, you could definitely add them. You just don't want to say like, hey, I'm a fencing contractor, but I also do auto detailing, because that's two completely different, right? And that would hurt the rankings. But as long as it's, you know, within home improvement and some other side jobs that you do, it's not going to hurt you whatsoever, okay? Make sense? Okay.
So I do landscaping, tree trimming, and all kinds of other stuff too.
There you go. What did you say besides the tree trimming?
Landscaping.
Wow, good for you. Wow, that's really good.
Flat carports. The only flat ones, though, the flat ones, mostly 24 by 24. That's one of those. All right, and some retaining walls, only if they're made out of railroad ties. I don't know how to do the stone, but I'm pretty sure I probably could. I had an idea, because I do flagstone sidewalks, but I do just about everything, but I think I was going to focus on the fence for right now, because I have all my tools for fencing anyway. I do have everything I need, air compressor and freaking, well, there's one thing I'm missing, I'm laughing. I need an air compressor hose. I keep borrowing air compressor hose from my roommate here. I need to get an air compressor.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever you can put in the picture will help. But I'm going to, let me just really quick, because I have an appointment available at 5 o'clock Central that they're triply booked, but they said that they'll go ahead and take you at that time. So I'm going to just grab it real quick. You're available at that time for the client interview, right?
Okay.
That's in about 40 minutes or so?
That's about 40 minutes. You got it.
Okay. So let me just grab it before someone else does. And then I wanted to, I'll send you a reminder of it. Now, I'm blocking out an entire hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15, which might happen because they're triply booked at that time. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay,
is the airplane going on?
There's an airplane going over right now?
There's an airplane. There's a jet.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay, don't worry.
There's a jet going over. I live right by the Air Force Base.
Okay, don't worry about that. If we get cut off, I'll call you back. But don't worry. Yeah.
We're really going to get cut off. I just can't hear you because of the airplane going over it.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you just a second ago.
Okay.
It's over. Thanks. It's gone now.
Thanks for the heads up. I'm happy that you told me that. Okay. Because I heard the phone doing some strange things too. It must have been the plane. So I'm going to put the website on here for you. And then, I just check the subscription. Now, you should have gotten a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing
Local Spots. Yeah, I did. I got multiple.
Okay. Now, because I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into that $199 rate and ensure that it never goes up. So if you got that text that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, and of course you got a couple of them, but the one we're looking for is that one specifically, there's a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So all you have
to do. Let me go to it right now and show while I'm talking
please.
To you.
Please. Yep. Go in there while you're talking to me, and then let me know when the page loads. It'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience once that page loads.
Local Splash to get Google Business Profile. Wait a minute. Is there another airplane going over?
Okay. I'll wait.
Hang on. Let me turn you back on, sir.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Okay. All right. It says, let me go ahead and click on this. So which one am I looking for? There? It says local splash, click on link to see our pricing. Is that it? Or it says, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash.
No, remember I told you I would text you my number so you have it. So that second one is my direct line. Okay. And then I sent you a sample website, which I think should have been the third text. And then, let's see, I'm going to look at the order that they came in. Okay. The third text actually is the one. It says, David, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. Do you see that one?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So click on that link. And that's the one that's going to load that page that I'm talking about that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is scroll to the bottom, plug your name in, and then there's a little box that you have to check that says you're authorized. That will turn into a blue check mark once you check it. And then you can hit Confirm Signature. Once you do that, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you after your client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
I know, but it says somewhere right here, it says multiple different prices on something here. On this thing that you're looking down, one says $375.
Let me see.
Per each occurrence. And if the client has been paying client for less than 6 months. I got to start all over to read all that.
Wait, where does it say? No, scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll see it says local bundle $199, and then it says my site zero. So the website, I'm putting that in as a $99 charge, but I originally didn't have it in there because we had talked about it after the fact. Yeah, so it's showing you here on 11/3, you paid Local Splash $199 to activate your services. Local future billings will be billed automatically at the cost of $199. So once you confirm that, you are grandfathered into that pricing. So it's not going to matter if you take on 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and you have a bigger crew one day and maybe you take on 50 jobs in a month, you're still paying that same flat rate. You see what I mean?
It sounds freaking good.
You're going to love it.
Good.
Yeah, you're going to absolutely love it. So once you confirm it, all you have to do is it's going to ask for a username and password, but don't worry, that's going to be emailed to you after the client interview. My main thing, like I said, because I gave you that platinum package and I didn't want that to, you know, eventually go up for you, so I want to just grandfather you into that pricing right now before we forget to do it. You know what I mean?
Congratulations, complete and accurate. West End, East Anglo.
I think you just have to hit the orange button.
Well, I'm signing my name.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to put my name?
Yep, David Page, no middle name or initial because I didn't put one. I just put David Page. Sometimes
confirm.
People say, oh, it doesn't match, but it's because, you hit confirm, and then you should get that prompt asking you for the username and password. That's your sign that it went through.
Okay, it went through username and password.
There you go. Okay, perfect. So now,
do I pick something or something?
Nope. The username and password, that's going to be sent to you after the client interview. But I'll tell you this, the username is usually your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes. And then the system's going to create a temporary password for you. So when you get that login information, then after the client interview, you can go in and you can change that to whatever you want. That's just a temporary password that will be emailed to you to allow access. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I got the $99 that went through for the website, so you're all good there. And then lastly, I think I told you, David, we're available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. So if you ever wanted to call in and make an update or anything like that, you can use the same phone number I texted you and just hit option 1. Anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you want to talk to me directly, just put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk. And my name again is Tina.
I am going to freaking forget what you told me. I'm going to have to write this down. I mean,
mm-hmm. That's okay. Do you want to write my number down just in case?
Yes.
Okay, let me know when you're ready. I'll give it to you again. No worries.
It's Tina, right?
It's Tina, right? You have a good memory.
No, I don't have a good memory because I asked a lot of questions.
No, you know what? I'm all for writing things down because I read somewhere that if you write something down, even if you never look at it again, your brain will remember it 7 times more than if you don't write it down. So I always think that that's
I have a hard time spelling stuff, so.
Oh, I see.
Spelling isn't.
So yeah.
I remember women's names better than I remember men's names.
Oh, that's nice. There's a reason for that, right? You have a photographic memory when it comes to women's name. That's funny. Okay, go ahead. So it's 877.
877.
635.
635.
6225.
6225. Is that it? So
817-635-6225. No, the first three are not 817, they're 877.
It's 877. That's what I got, 877.
Good, okay, perfect. And then my extension is 777. So you could put 777 for Tina, or you could put option 1 for anything else. Billing question.
So 777, 3 sevens or 2 sevens?
3 sevens. 3 sevens, please.
That's it.
Okay. Alrighty. So you're good to go. So when we get off the phone, you're going to get that email that I was talking about that asks you for the different items that you have to send over for the verification. And then also you have pictures for the site. So start trying to gather that up so that you can send it to the technician because they're going to call you in about 30 minutes or so. And then that way they can start working on, you know, building the site and then also the verification for you right away, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go, David. I am so glad that it worked out. Welcome aboard. Have a very, very profitable year. I know that you're absolutely going to love the program and have a really nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Okay, so my username is not going to come in until they send it to me in the mail, right?
No, it comes to you in your email. But here, I'll generate it for you right now just so that you can write it down because I don't want you to worry about it. Let me just have the system do it real quick. Okay. It just generated it. So the username I'm right is your 10-digit phone number. It's no spaces or anything. It's just 817-862-6682. And the password is all lowercase, all one word, get clicks. So just G-E-T.
Wait a minute.
password.
The password, are you ready for it now?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay.
Okay. It's get clicks. So G-E-T, and then no space, just keep going with the letters, C-L-I-C-K-S.
All right, so everything's lowercase?
Everything's lowercase, yep.
Okay.
And then the link or the site that you're going to use to log in is going to be my, so M-Y.
M-Y.
Dot.
Dot.
Local Splash. So it's L-O-C.
L-O-C.
A-L.
A-L.
And then S like Sam, P like Paul. L, A, S like Sam, H. So it's just like a splash in the water. S-P-L-A-S-H.
My info splash?
Mm-hmm. Dot com.
Okay.
So when you go to my, you don't forget the dot after the my. When you go to my.localsplash.com, it will take you to a page that asks you for a username and password. That's the page where you're going to plug in your phone number and the password I just gave you, and it's going to allow you access to the back office, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So, your name is Gina, and your phone number is 8177. I mean, I'm sorry, 877
yes.
6225, and your extension is 777.
You got it. That's right.
All right. So, I'm going to be getting another call from your technicians or whatever in about 30 minutes or whatever time is it until they'll call me at 5 o'clock. And it's, they'll call me at about freaking 28 minutes, I think.
Yeah. Well, remember, I blocked out an hour. The client interview only takes maybe 20, 30 minutes, but I blocked out the whole hour just in case their prior appointment's running a little bit over. So, if they call you a couple minutes after 5, don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Listen to me freaking an hour. I'll be waiting. So.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many times I told someone 5 o'clock and they call me at 5:01. I didn't get the call yet, so I'm like, I always give a little bit of a cushion just in case because
okay.
I don't know how. Yeah. I don't know how far, programming they're getting into with the client before you, but either way, they will call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Do you have any other questions for me at this point, David?
Probably after I hang up. I can't think of anything right now, but all right.
I have one for you. I've been wondering the whole time, are you a Cowboys or a Texans fan?
I'd probably be a Cowboys fan, but I don't watch. I watch Texas. You mean Texas, the college and freaking NFL, freaking college or freaking the major?
I was talking about the Houston Texans, but you have some pretty amazing college teams out there, right? With Texas A&M and that. Yeah, you have some pretty. Yeah. So you like the college teams too?
If I want, I used to wear their logo, but I don't watch them. I don't watch. I don't watch freaking the games. I don't watch them at all. But I do.
Yeah.
I do like the star of freaking Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
I wear their logo. So.
I love it. That's so good. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. I like the Dallas Cowboys too. They've been around for such a long time, and they're like a staple team for Texas. So I think that's great.
Even though they're quite a bit on the losing side, but
I know. I know. My husband's cousin is a big Cowboys fan, and he has, all these TVs in his house, and no matter what game is on, he always has one playing the Cowboys game. And, sometimes I feel like, certain seasons, I'm like, wow, how does he support them so much because they're doing so bad this year, But I think they're doing better this year, though, as far as I know. I think they're, 5-2 or something like that. So they're winning the majority. I don't know what they did, but I think they're doing a lot better this year than they usually do. So maybe that's a good sign for you guys. Maybe you better go start putting your Dallas Cowboys stuff on, I'm originally from Chicago, and last time I was there, I was buying some Bears gear, and that's when the Bears were, like, so awful they couldn't win a game for the life of them. And the guy at the store said, are you sure you want to buy the Bears gear? Like, the Cubs stuff is selling much better, you know, the baseball team. And I said, hey, I've been watching the Bears since, you know, the 80s when it was, you know, Mike Ditka and Walter Payton and those days when, you know, William the Refrigerator Perry, when they were having a successful year. So I'm like, I'm going to still support them now. Right.
Hey, you must be, when were you born? In the freaking,
oh, gosh. I was born in 69. I'm 54 now.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I was born in 84.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. That's great. So you're 5 years older than my oldest daughter. My oldest daughter was born in 89. That's amazing. Wow. Yeah, I love it. And you're doing so well with your own business and everything, right?
Kind of. I'm freaking just out. It's kind of hard, but I think I'm doing okay. It's hard. Freaking, I don't try to spend my money carelessly. I don't know. It's hard. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I keep thinking I'm just going to get a regular job, but I want to continue doing what I'm doing.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, if this encourages you, I just want to tell you, don't throw in the towel yet because, you know, I said the first couple of months are the hardest, but I talk to businesses all the time that tell me.
Airplane.
I'm still here. I'll wait.
Okay. All right. It went over.
Okay, good. I was going to tell you a lot of people say, you know, the first couple months are the hardest, but there's other ones that say the first year is the hardest because think about it. Once you start getting some work from this program, it's going to open a whole new word of mouth chain for you too, you know, because people are going to start knowing, hey, Mr. Page did my fence and he did a good job. And if they have friends or relatives that need work, pretty soon, not only are you going to be getting the calls from, you know, the internet and from your website and from the Google listing, but pretty soon you're going to have a whole new word of mouth chain going too. And once that Google listing is published, we're going to send you a link to help you get some 5-star reviews on it. And that's going to propel your credibility even more. You know, so I think that this is probably perfect timing for you. You know, it's probably the best thing you can do for your business at this point.
So you'll send me a receipt in the mail though, right?
No, we're completely green company, so we don't send anything paper, but you already got the receipt in your inbox. So it's in your email, but it's also in the text message that we sent you, the one that you clicked on with the link. But if there's an email that was sent out, local / initial invoice.
That would be great if you could send me receipts in the mail, though. That'd be great.
They don't do paper receipts, but I can trigger the ones to be sent directly to your email so that every time a payment goes through, it goes directly to your email. That way you don't have to worry about logging into anything.
So how do I get that? Do I go somewhere and freaking get it printed out on my email so my receipts are my accountant, or do I show him freaking?
You just go into jakecowboys12@gmail.com and you log in like you normally would. And then when you go in, I already sent the receipt to that email. So you can just print it out and send it over to your accountant. Unless your accountant's like me, sometimes he wants me to send him soft copies of everything. So if he's, you know, wants you to send him by email, then you can just forward this to your accountant. But if not, you just print it out.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, so you're all good to go. So welcome aboard, David, and then the technician will be calling you shortly, okay?
Okay, so if I ever switch my email, how would I do it? If I ever switch my email to my business, I thought about doing that, making a different email for the business to separate it from the email that's got all that crap on there.
Mm-hmm.
I should have did that. That's what I still did. I was thinking I should have did that so that way I could write down, because I can't even remember my password to my email. I can't. I don't remember the password that's to my email that's on my phone. My phone just opens up. It just opens up my email. When I click on it, it's on my phone. You understand what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's
really
frustrating. Yeah. So if you create a new email, or matter of fact, if you change anything on the listing down the road, all of that is free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So it's just a phone call away. If you have a new email next week, then you call me next week and you say, Tina, I want to update my email. So it's super simple to go in. That's an easy fix. So anything that you change down the road, it's all included for you, okay?
Okay. So how long do you plan on working for Google?
Oh, well, I work for Local Splash. We're a Google Premier partner, and I've been with the company for 11 years now. I've actually started, actually, it was 12 years in July, now that I think about it. I started in July of 2011, and I love it. I've seen this change the lives of business owners that we work with, and that's why I have so much passion for it, you know?
That's great. It's amazing.
Yep, it's amazing. It's so great to be in this type of environment. I love it. I kind of thrive on seeing how this helps the businesses. So, and you're going to be no different.